After the 3 weeks of silence,
we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
You've been to Dogam.
You too.
Yes, but it's
long time no see. How was Dogam for you?
Shit, like, no, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about you. I was great. I like hang out with people. And,
yes. Me too.
People.
Me too. I was hanging out with people. I had meetings. I went to lectures. I went to panels. I went to...
You forced a TikTok person into a depression.
It's okay.
And what happened like to the dude who did you had the meeting with you?
I didn't come because I was very busy. I was sitting on your panel. I was planted there to ask questions. That's what
Like the feedback to my panel was like that very great panel, very nice, nicely organized and all that. He even planted a person to ask questions into the panel. How fun it was.
The fun thing was that he asked me like not to come to his panel because
I was begging for you not to come because I was protecting my speakers because I knew you would come and you would trash them.
I was pretty good there.
You
and
were
like,
very diplomatic, surprisingly diplomatic. Like
yes.
I looked into their face and if you allow me, I will put the cover with your face on the logo.
Oh my god! Okay, whatever, you can do that.
But, and Nastya, yeah. And Karina, like, three of you were awesome.
Your panel was good. I liked it. I love panels very much because they're very interactive.
You like my panels because I don't let my speakers to talk.
Yes.
I talk myself.
And I was talking there. Very nice panels. I like panels like that when you can talk and ask questions or discuss something. Then it's like very fun. But
and intense. I like when it's intense. I like when the audience takes part. And then it's fun.
I think because it brings a lot of emotions and like it's easier to remember them because you feel stupid at some point. You feel like smarter than everybody else at some point, you know.
Yeah, and then somebody from the audience like asks a totally unrelated question and you're like,
oh my
okay,
god,
what do we do now?
So yeah, like I like panels very much.
But did you learn anything?
From the conference?
Yeah.
No. And I think it's not a surprise, I think.
Why? Because that's, I mean, you often go to conferences. You even been to Gamescom, which is the sort of the main
I
games
was in
conference.
DevCom.
Yeah. And Gamescom too, I remember.
Yes.
Like, it's the main games conference in Europe and the biggest and like super expensive and all that. You still learn nothing. So what's wrong about the conferences? Why?
First of all, my thinking is that you cannot learn anything pretty much practical in conferences at all.
Why?
Because it's not the format of the conference, I think.
But that's how the conferences sort of pitch themselves. Hey, come to lectures and, you know, meet clever speakers and learn something. But that's
not
how it works.
Yeah, it doesn't make any quite sense because, okay, I hate lectures in general. I hate lectures if they're...
You hate people telling you what to do.
No, I hate when like somebody is just talking and talking and talking and I'm like getting tired very quickly in 5 minutes. I'm already not interested, especially if topic is not that very much interesting
mm-hmm.
or if it's like...
So how to make it work?
I will tell what doesn't work and later on we can discuss how to make it work. Or
you already told what doesn't work. People telling you what to do. It doesn't work.
Yes, yes. Usually, unless there is like super interesting speaker who can present like so well and keeps... Like, for example, Favzi, when he was telling the lecture about the...
But, I mean, Favzi could talk about beavers and you would still be super happy about it.
You
would say, oh, kurva bobr.
Yes, but like, you know, the way he is talking is very interesting and the presentation fits very well. So he's a very good speaker, but he is like basically a unicorn usually because...
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people cannot do like this.
He's a professional speaker. So like he travels across the conferences and likes giving a talk.
You were also professional speaker, but like...
I was professional bullshitter.
Yes.
Because that's what my job.
And he's professional speaker. This is why like his lecture is very interesting, even though I didn't quite needed his information, but it was interesting to listen to.
You did need his information. He told you, like he validated your idea that when you're procrastinating, you're creating something. You're not like wasting time.
Yes.
Did you notice that as a presenter, as a speaker, he mostly sells his personality and his authority and not his job title? That wasn't the case with me. My job was sort of to represent my employer, and that's why I was limited in my resources, and that's why most of my talks were bullshit.
Yeah, and that's what I hate on conferences, because they usually try to sell you something, their product, their company, or something like that. And like, I don't want to watch the ad. I paid like, let's say, hundreds of money to watch ads. No,
Well,
no.
you did. You did pay 100, like, not you personally, but for example, let's digest this at DevGam. It was 700 people. Most of them either got there somehow or paid
Yes.
this money to meet the speakers.
Yes.
Not to listen to the information they're given,
That's
but like to meet
different.
the speakers. And that's
Yes.
the point. So you still need lectures to say, hey, I work at TikTok or I work at some company.
Yes, but like you don't learn anything there. If we're
Correct.
talking about learning, like there is nothing there. Unless, like, for example, I really liked the guy with whom I stayed in the lecture.
Christopher?
Yes. He wasn't like teaching me anything, but he was showing the idea what they're
What's
doing,
possible?
and it was
Right.
pretty innovative, I think, at some
Yeah,
point.
Christopher Hamilton is a professional speaker too. He's a DevRel manager and like a colleague of mine. I like him very much. But what the job that his lecture did for you? He was explaining you what
Is possible
else,
to do.
yeah, what you don't know.
Yeah, and that was very interesting. I didn't
You didn't
learn
need that, though.
specifically anything, but at some point I learned that there is like some things that it's
So
not very useful for
it got you
me.
inspired.
Yeah, it's like
It
a
got you thinking.
yeah, and I think conference is supposed to be like more like this, maybe.
To tell you what you don't know, like to
Yeah.
tell you what else exists, just
Because
so you can think about it, but you
usually you're like
don't.
sitting in your bubble, you know, in your company or somewhere else, and then you're going to conference and you, oh, there are people doing something
So
like
let's focus
this.
on the bubbles, the round tables,
Yeah,
because you
round
were drawing the
tables.
bubble on the table.
Round tables also, I think it's pretty good.
I
It's like
spent my first whole day in round
I
tables.
think it's like a panel but with less people, so more or
Yeah.
less like this.
More intimate atmosphere where you
Yeah.
learn about each other's position on quite sensitive subject,
And I
or
love
where you
this
can
very
work
much.
together on a solution to a concrete problem.
I love very much when there is a discussion like on the when you're like learning something, specifically on things that are not like very practical, let's say, more like let's think about this situation.
Philosophical,
Yeah, more like philosophical.
theoretical, or
Yeah,
like,
then it's like very nice. Like how I told, like I really like that lecturer from Harvard who was like asking students the questions and they were
And
answering.
letting them to answer wrong,
Yeah, and like
to
he
have
was
their own
asking
answers.
questions and like his whole lecture was like basically talking with them, asking questions and like discussing them. And that was very interesting to watch. And you think for yourself also, like how would I
Despite,
answer?
yeah, like despite half of the time the professor is giving the information, but half of the time it's students like
Yes.
you, like talking bullshit. It's still fun to listen to the people giving wrong answers because you may have them too, and it's like,
Yes.
oh, so I'm wrong. So
Yes,
nice.
that's very
You can
interesting. But
relate.
for example, for practical
Yeah, how do you learn? I don't know. How do you learn hard skills? How do you learn animation? How do you
hard
learn
skills,
drawing?
hard skills for me, it's more like the thing that we had in university, just one professor did like that, and I liked it very much. It's like a workshop, you call it in that way.
Yeah, I call it a workshop. It's like a person telling you what to do, and you're l using your computer pretty much
Yeah,
to
like he's showing
duplicate his moves.
the possibilities of, for example, like
Choreography.
yeah, how to do some
I
simple,
saw the pain in your eyes.
yeah, some simple things, and you like repeat after him, and then like later on you have to do something like that, but like in your way, like based on the things that you learned, and it's
Yeah.
like
So she
very
shows the
useful.
buttons.
Yeah, but like
She shows you
the
what you
possibilities.
can, yeah, what you can do.
Yes, and I liked it very much.
In a way, here it tells you the manual, but like in a concise and brief way.
Yes.
So it like the context. Okay. What if that happens online?
For online, it's a bit more complicated because you have to have pretty strong computer. Your professor
And a
has
big
to have
monitor.
like big monitor. Yeah.
Good
Your professor
resolution.
has to have like good computer, good internet,
And
and
you
like
cannot use Zoom. You have to use the premium version in Discord with 1080p resolution and all that.
yeah. So
Multiple
basically,
screens.
you have to have good technologies for that. That might be more complicated, but I don't know. Like maybe for now,
Yeah.
people already got something good for now, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We will see how it works with us.
Yes.
But I'm super worried. I mean, like all the interactions we had, despite like us, like two of us having good technology, I just saw that many people struggle.
Yes, but what can we do for now? And like, yeah,
No.
the problem
We can
here.
suggest people use more expensive machines, but they don't have that usually.
Oh my God, such smart people probably didn't know that they can use better machines. Oh my God. So yeah, about workshops, I like them very much if you are learning something practical. If, for example, I want to learn something very specific, how to fix, like, I don't know, something in my flat. I don't want to learn
How to
like,
boil potatoes.
no, just like how to fix the, I don't
Pipe.
know, pipe in the kitchen or something like this. I want just tutorial, how they say, like, I don't want
Ten
to.
minute, 5 minute.
It depends on the problem, but like, yeah, more or less something like this. I don't want to
So
like
what's
go
the
through all the
difference?
plumbing experience to learn how to be a plumber,
How to be a plumber?
to fix just
How to
one
build a pipe?
problem. So there is a difference.
So 10 minute answer to a concise problem, to a concrete problem. What about the lecture? Imagine a lecture that is being 15 minutes, for example, about a concrete problem. Would you like it? Like how to, I know. Give me an example of a lecture, of a 15 minute lecture that you would like jump to.
I don't know. It depends.
I know, shader animation.
Well, for now I'm not very interested in, but like yeah, maybe I could go like if I think that 15-20 minutes is like more than enough for a lecture because like later on you become bored, it's not
But that's a brief
interesting.
how to, right? So how to do a shader in Unity? How to animate? How to like the it's like the basic, the subject has to be very, very basic. As in how to use, I don't know, 15 minute bootcamp to using Unity, that's too broad. But
Yeah, but like, you know, if it's just lecture and you cannot repeat after that and like you don't know how to use it later on, that there is no sense in this
Okay, give me an
lecture.
example of a 15 minute lecture that you would jump into again. I'm
If
forcing
it,
you.
again, if it would be more like from philosophical, like you gave example, like tools that are better to build website than Xyro, let's say. There is like nothing pretty much technical that I should repeat after that, but there are some things that I could learn from the things, so you know.
Yeah, Xyro, that's what you use to build our website. And if there was, for example, Wix.
Yes.
You like today, you don't want to use Wix. You don't want
Yes.
to rebuild like our website. Like that's hell.
Yeah.
But like, hey, if somebody show you how Wix works, it's just fun. It's infotainment.
It's not
It's not
about like how
knowledge.
it works. It's like the showing the differences, let's say. It's not showing me something practical, like, okay, so this is how you put button on Wix. No, I don't care about this. It's not interesting. But if they say like more, what's the difference between like, let's say, Xyro on Wix and what Xyro
Is it
can do?
knowledge or is it infotainment?
It's more infotainment, I
Yeah.
think.
So I th also think that people don't really need knowledge until they do, and when they do, they Google.
Yes, or other found tutorial, or they go to core. Because, like, for example, MOOCs doesn't work for me. That's like you, the
They
most.
do for me though, but
There
I'm a
isn't.
special flower again.
I don't know, like, for me, it's like pain. I don't understand, like, how can you learn from the small courses? Like, what can you learn from there? Because I don't have patience to sit and learn from online. Like, I have zero motivation to learn these things.
I like listening or watching like to our videos while cooking, while no shaving my beard, something.
Our videos?
No, not our videos. To our videos.
2 hours.
Yeah. So long videos, fine for me. I can learn, I can
What
relate,
are
I
you
have
learning there?
patience. Many different th things about
The
starting
example.
from business, finishing with something like the something very technical.
Like, for example. I think I caught you on bullshit that you don't actually listen
Shit.
to MOOCs and you just tell everybody.
Okay, but I did participate. I hate when she does that because
I told everybody hate MOOCs.
I didn't. I mean, let's dive deep into this. Like suddenly there is a, like a psychotherapy session, like
No.
unannounced. I was unprepared for
No.
that. I feel I have faith. I feel highlighted. I remember I was at what was that? Like meet a startup accelerator, whatever. Like they were showing how to
It
like
was one
do,
year ago.
yeah.
After 1 year, you're not like listening to any MOOCs anymore.
Case closed.
Yeah, case closed. So everybody hate
Okay,
MOOCs,
what about
let's say.
CBCs?
CBC, it's also a very nice thing, like if you do it good. Like, if you have like good author of this CBC, if you have good mentors so, like,
the,
from there.
What about the community? Shall it be huge or small? Like 10 people or 50 people?
It depends on, again, it depends on a lot of things. But like, I would prefer smaller probably community, but it depends.
Mm-hmm. So for example, we were coaching people on building communities.
Yes.
So imagine us doing a CBC on community building on Discord.
Yes.
Would you think we should have done like 10 people MOOC or 50 people MOOC? Not MOOC CBC. 10 people CBC or 50 people CBC?
10. 50 sounds for
okay,
me.
Okay, 10 but expensive.
Yeah, I mean, if we're like just both doing that, just
mm-hmm.
10.
Mm-hmm.
If like we would have like more moderators or something, then mm-hmm. maybe more. It depends on the scale, but like for minimum.
Now let's think about Game Dev Camp.
Yes.
Because what we're doing there is not a MOOC, it's not a CBC, it's not a conference. It's pretty much mentors. And that's what I think is the only thing that works. It's like sort of almost like one-to-one thingy where you're getting personal feedback. But you still see the same personal feedback given to your colleagues and peers. So like,
but the group is small, so you don't have to wait for 5 hours when you will get the
it's
feedback.
Like, yeah, that's what I didn't like in that accelerator experience that I mentioned.
Yeah, because if they're giving feedback, it will take all the day to give the feedback
it's
to
like
everybody.
It's like 5 programmers. So 6 programmers talking to a mentor in programming. The artists are not there. They're in a different room talking to an artist mentor.
Yes, yes.
And so as an artist, like you're showing your work, you're getting feedback. And 4 or 5 or 6 other artists are like, oh, nice. They don't relate to the immediate problem, but it gets them thinking.
Yes. So I think that mentorship is very nice because you have this like feeling of a panel when you're like a round table, mm-hmm. when you're like talking.
And it's still very personal. It's about you. And even if it's about your peers, and even if you don't immediately relate to their problems, it's still relevant because you're sort of on a similar page, maybe not on the same page.
Yes. And also it's like a community thing because you always can ask your, let's say, group mates.
Yeah, but not the mentor because at Game Dev Camp we prohibit talking to mentors beyond the sort of these office hours.
Yes, yes.
But to the mates, yes.
Yes.
So we'll see how it works. I'm a bit nervous about it. What do you think will not work?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
We will see because we will see. I think we can finish here. We trashed all the ways how people are learning.
And praise ourselves.
We're so good. Oh my God.
The bottom line I want to bring here is that people don't really want to learn new things. They think they do. Really, they don't because learning is hard.
Yes.
So it should be fun, first of all.
Yes.
And then useful.
Nobody wants to listen to boring lecture. Nobody wants to do that.
Mm-hmm. But when it's personal and very, very practical, it's fun.
Yeah, well, you get, how I said, you get the emotions connected to the knowledge and like it's
and
easier.
And community.
Yes, and community. Okay, this is it. I'm going to Palanga.
No, I won't make the joke.